Thank you.
Spoon Man's a sort of that's one of the songs that ended up just kind of, I think that might have been one of the older songs that have been written.
The Pontier cassette.
Yeah. The original version is pretty close to the same. All the riffs are the same and everything. But it was, there's no drums, I don't think. There's just pots and pans and acoustic guitar, maybe no bass.
It's way more alive.
And everyone had heard the demo, and I think someone just brought it up as, oh, we should try that one. And that was probably one of the earlier songs that was completely written.
Chris
kind of
had taken a set list from that Jeff Ament had written for the character that Matt Dillon played, Pontier.
Yeah.
And Chris, as a present to Mac, or not Mac Cameron, Cameron Crowe, had made songs for this phony set list.
Yeah. And so Spoon Man was one of the five. And I didn't know, I hadn't met artist Spoon Man yet, so like it wasn't really about him. It was just sort of this fictitious sort of.
Yeah, I was like, I know that guy, you guys. And what, really?
Ben said Ben knew the guy.
So they started teasing me for knowing a hippie, you know.
But he used to be a street performer down at this Pike Place Market in Seattle, so he was kind of an institution in the 80s, 90s.
And then Matt's the one who said, this one song on that Pontier tape would be a great Soundgarden song. And that was Spoon Man. Oh, cool. Forgot about it. Every once in a while, Matt would bring it up again. You know that demo you did, Chris? This one song on it. It's like in 7/4. We should do that. Hmm. And eventually, Matt
convinced us. I don't remember that at all.
Wow. Thanks for jogging my memory, Kim.
I don't remember it either.
I don't remember that at all.
I do.
Kim does.
I remember someone saying something. I just don't remember who it was.
It was Matt who pushed that song on the album.
We wanted artists to solo on our recording. Like, we wanted a Spoon solo on this track. So that was sort of a novel idea, I guess. And I remember when he came in the afternoon to track, we let him have like four passes of, you know, Spoon solos. And we were thinking like, oh, it's going to kind of be, you know, in time with what we're doing. And it never really was. It was like, it was a very free jazz approach to
he wouldn't wear headphones.
To Spoons.
He didn't listen to the song when he played.
So we just kind of we created a Spoon solo out of, we comped like four different versions of the Spoon solo, which was kind of fun.
This is one very important moment of the set, and I don't think we have to change guitars. This is the only time where there's two songs in a row with the same tuning. And if you don't know anything about guitars, generally, you know, almost all the time, they're played in what's called a standard tuning, which is an E tuning, and it's standard. And there's only one of those songs on the entire album. And I don't even know why it's there. It was Fell on Black Days. We should have bounced it. It shouldn't have been on the fucking record.